T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, and we're chatting with the reigning Eastern League Pitcher of the Week. Picked up that award for the first time in his career, Garrett Williams. Garrett, first of all, congratulations on the award. I know it was just one start in there, but it was a pretty good one.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, we look back at about a year ago this time, you were here with the Flying Squirrels, and you had been in the starting rotation for a little while, and you made the move to the bullpen about a year ago. And what was that conversation like? What was the thought process with moving into relieving at that point?
They really just wanted to get my feet back underneath me, kind of different mentality-wise coming out of the bullpen, get more appearances on the mound, fewer days, less time to think about your last outings. Really just give me more touches on the mound. So they kind of helped the team out too. So with my starting, I wasn't going very deep into games and was kind of taxing the bullpen. So they've done it with plenty of other pitchers in the past who were struggling like I was. So I think it was the right move. And I came out of the bullpen in college, so I was used to it. It wasn't a big change for me. I think it helped in the long run.
Yeah, last year, you did have a few struggles during the regular season. The regular season came to an end. You went out to Arizona for the Fall League, which is a pretty prestigious group of prospects that they usually send out there, and things seemed to come together for you. How did things go out when you got to the Fall League, and what did you take away from that experience?
Yeah, I think it was just a new start for me, a kind of a fresh start from the season. The season was long and grindy, so I think in a new start, understanding the Giants had that confidence in me still to send me out for that league was a big positive step in the right direction for me. So I knew the stuff was there. I know the stuff's there. Just a matter of finding it and utilizing it. So I was able to do that in the Fall League. Had a good showing, and was very pleased with how I performed.
When you came back this season to spring training, did it seem to you like from the day you reported pretty much that you were going to be back in a starting role this season?
Yeah, that's what they had told me, and I started in the Fall League. That's what they wanted me to do all along. That's what the role they saw me doing was a starter. So honestly, it doesn't matter to me what I do, and you know, whatever gets me to the big leagues and sticks, you know, if that's starting, if that's a long relief, or you know, lefty specialist, whatever it is, you know, that's what I'm gonna work on. That's what I'm gonna take to the field each day and continue working on my craft. So
the beginning of this season especially, I think that we noticed externally that the biggest change seemed to be you weren't having any problems at all early on with walks, and you had some good outings at the beginning of the year. Then middle of the year, things kind of rose up a little bit, but over the last month or so, really the entire month of June, most everything seemed to be in control and you were putting together some dominant outings. What for you was working well in June as opposed to the early parts of the season?
I think early on I was just falling back in some old habits. Fastball command is really what it comes down to. My off speed, I have a lot more control of my off speed, so utilizing that, controlling the zone with those pitches, and then allowing my fastball to work off of those is what I've had success with the most. So I mean, even some of the outings that the box scores showed that they were good outings, I still had a lot of walks in those. I think that was the difference between last year and this year, is I'm able to limit the innings, limit the mistakes that I make of my own with runners on each inning, able to get out of those situations. As last year, I wasn't able to. I would just kind of dig myself into deeper holes. And you can kind of see that a little bit this year, but I definitely think I, you know, as far as mentality-wise, feel like, I've been in those situations before, so I know a little bit more about them and how to get out of those situations with less damage.
We're chatting with the reigning Eastern League Pitcher of the Week, Garrett Williams, here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Garrett, you talked about getting into some trouble, something that seems like it's helped you out quite a bit this season, especially over the last month or so, has been getting double plays. Last we looked, I think you were at the top of the league in double plays coaxed. So is that something that you're conscious of when you have runners on base after a walk or something like that, or are you just sticking to some kind of plan and hoping that somebody hits it on the ground?
Any pitcher with runners on, I think ideally you want a ground ball. I don't think that's something you always, plan for. You make pitches in the right situation, make pitches to the right spot based off the hitter's swing or the situation. I think your ground ball double play percentage could be higher. So I think with the stuff, or the way how my stuff works, I get a lot of ground balls as it is. So I think in those situations, for me to get ground balls out of those and turned into double play, I think that's just the way the game is going with how my stuff works. So, obviously it's good to get out of those innings with double plays. But I think any kind of pitcher in those situations is hoping for a double play. So,
do you think that when you look back at maybe last season versus this year, when you're in situations where you have runners on, now that you've pitched this level and you've found ways pretty consistently to get out of jams when you're in them, does that added level of confidence help you to consistently find your way out of trouble like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we were saying earlier, last year, the struggle was for me to get out of those situations where Willie was having to come in the middle of the inning with runners on and take me out because, I was walking the guys. I couldn't find the ball or the strike zone. As to where this year, when I do get in those situations, most of the time it's out of my own doing with the walks. I guess I have a different mentality about it. I'm a little more calm, relaxed, knowing that I'm one or two pitches away of getting out of the inning, like we were just saying with those ground balls. So,
one more thing for you, Garrett. This past Saturday, watching that outing, and you've touched on it a little bit, but it seemed like you really leaned on the off-speed pitches, the breaking ball especially. And what was working so well, was there any added comfort that you had with that breaking ball over some recent starts? Because it looked like you were using it just about as often as your fastball.
For me, the breaking pitch is most of the time it has been my fuel pitch. It's the one I go to when the fastball's not there, when I try to, or when I need to make a pitch behind the count, or when I'm still struggling to find the zone. So the breaking ball has always been there for me. I threw a lot of changeups that game too. I think I just did a really good job, Brett and I, behind the play of mixing the pitches with each hitter, keeping them all off balanced, kind of pitching backwards in essence. When I was getting behind with the fastball, coming in with off speed when I needed to get a strike and get back into a pitcher's count. So I think he did a great job back there behind the plate of utilizing those pitches and keeping the hitters off guard.
Garrett, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on the Pitcher of the Week award. We hope to see you keep rolling it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We'll have more with Jake coming up next on the Air Force Reserve pregame warm-up on Sports Radio 910 The Fan or on FM 105.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.